This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, ELT listeners. We have a very special episode for you today. It's a question we couldn't answer on our own. We needed your help to crack it. You might remember a few weeks back, listener Austin came to us with a problem. He has this fragment of a melody running through his head over and over, but he can't remember what song it's from.
I'm desperate here. I know this is a real song. I know it is. And I don't know why it just bites at me for so long, and I don't have any way of figuring out where it came from. All I remember is the last, I guess, 8 bars of the song. So it's...
That's the Phantom tune. And Austin did everything he could think of to find it. He Googled, he Shazammed, he asked everyone he knew. Well, almost everyone.
The only connection I have to this song is an ex-girlfriend. And I would love to reach out, but I don't imagine that going well. This song was on a mix CD that she made me years ago, and we made quite a few. And they were all burned in a fire.
They were burned in a fire that you set to them?
Yeah, very dramatic post-breakup ritual.
So we put Austin's song out on ELT, and sure enough, a few of you recognized it. The mystery has been solved, and there is only one thing left to do.
This is Austin.
Hey, Austin, it's Flora from ELT.
Hi, Flora. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am shaking in my pants. I am so nervous, and I'm so excited, and this has been the longest 2 weeks of my life.
Why are you nervous?
Well, I heard that you found my song. I heard that you found my song, and... it's been driving me crazy.
Tell me a little bit more about that. Why is it important?
So, this song lines up with a specific portion of my life when I was in college. And my ex-girlfriend lived an hour away, and mixtapes and music were a good way for us to try to remain connected. And a lot of the songs on the mixtapes, there's obviously the love songs, but there was also just songs that just made us feel a certain way. And I believe this song was one of those songs.
And what is the feeling exactly?
Like I am riding a bike out on a pure blue sky, and the wind is just cool enough so that the sun doesn't hurt.
It's the feeling of being free.
Yeah. Just from the very small quips of that song that I can remember, there's not another song like it that has made me feel that same way.
But I guess I still don't understand why you're shaking in your pants. Like, why are you nervous about hearing the song?
It's hard to open up about these things to someone that I've never met in person, especially. But it is scary because... I've mentioned that the relationship did not end very well. We were basically high school / middle school sweethearts. So that she was kind of in the forefront of my life for, I'd say, about half of my childhood. And the relationship, it meant a lot to me. And then it destroyed me just the same. So digging up these feelings in order to try to locate this song has been difficult, but it's still something that I feel is important to get through. And oh my God. Sorry, we have a kitten and it just knocked over a bunch of everything on the table.
So what does your partner think of this, your current partner?
Well, she knows the entire story of what happened with my ex, and she's very supportive of it, and I really appreciate that, because I know that many people could see it as residual feelings that should be threatening, but they're not. They're not. It's nothing like that. It's more of just me needing to solidify the connection that this song has in my head and my brain, and then let it go into the past.
I hope we can help you with that.
I hope so.
I want you to know, first of all, that a lot of ELT listeners tried to help.
I heard.
Did you?
I heard that people were just as frustrated as I was.
They were. So we had scores of people tell us, tweet us, email us, call us with different ideas of what the song could be, ranging from Jack Johnson to Guns N' Roses to the Cars.
I could see Jack Johnson, I could see the Cars, but why would you suggest Guns N' Roses? I mean, no offense to that person. I mean, I appreciate any help. But a soft song with a ukulele and whistling, I don't think that's Guns N' Roses.
So in that musical haystack, there was a lead, which we followed, and that led us to someone who, without a shadow of a doubt, was sure that he knew your song.
Oh, I hope so.
So we played this person your rendition, and I just want to play you his reaction.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I know that song.
He sounds confident.
He's very confident. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Okay, this is the moment. This is the no turning back moment. Is there any part of you that doesn't want to know?
There is not an inch of my body that is going to turn away from this. I'm so excited.
You're absolutely sure you want this mystery solved?
I need this mystery solved.
We are going to solve it, I swear, right after the break.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect. somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Okay, Austin, are you ready for the big reveal?
Oh, my heart's racing.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Well, hey there, Austin. My name is Sandra Lerke, and you may not know me, but it has been brought to my attention that you are going crazy looking for the song that was on a mix CD that you foolishly, but understandably, set fire to. I'm so sorry you had to go through that, but things are better now, I'm sure. And I want to tell you that that song is a song I co-wrote, and it's called Dear Laughing Doubters. And I'm so glad you like it.
I'm in tears right now. I can't believe you found this. I'm in shock.
He played a little of it for you, if you want to hear it.
I do.
Dear laughing doubters, I'm laughing louder. I don't really care. There's a song in my ear I've been hearing for years. Somehow it always appears.
I don't even know what to say. I can't believe you did it. Oh, that is so sweet of him. That is so sweet.
Oh. He said that he hopes it's not a disappointment. Now that you know what it is.
I gotta be honest, I didn't expect a ball.
Me neither.
The song in my ear, I've been hearing it for years.
Somehow it always appears.
It's funny hearing that now, realizing that the lyrics almost sound like the problem that I had.
I know.
What are the odds? Oh my God.
Ugh. You know, that song too, the way you described it, riding in a blue, on a blue sky day, that's exactly what the song is about.
It really is.
I asked Sandra if there was if what the song meant or if there was any message for you in it. And he had a really nice thing to say.
There's a bit of wisdom in the song. It's really, yeah, it's about like it's almost sort of deliriously insisting that it's a beautiful world, and there's a lot of powers trying to sway us in the negative direction, and this is sort of a quiet anthem for insisting that the world is inherently beautiful and good.
Sandra, I cannot thank you enough. It means more to me than I think a song should.
What do you feel like? Is it like a release, or what is it like?
I feel like I'm not crazy, that I'm not just insane, that there's this song that I swear exists, but no one knows it exists. And being able to solidify these very important memories and finally put the puzzle pieces in place and just pull back and look at it. It's very nice to finally be able to do that.
I'm so glad we found it for you.
What a morning made to order. What a rainbow will go there someday. See that blue sky knows no limits. That's why the clouds stay away. It's so easy predicting the way. People shrug in surprise when they hear what I say. Hear laughing doubters, I'm laughing louder. I don't really care, there's a song in my ear I've been hearing for years. Somehow it always appears. What a way to...
Thank you to all the listeners who called in with tips. It was so heartening to see how many people wanted to make sure Austin found his song. And an extra special thanks to these three listeners.
Hi, ELT. This is Christine. I just listened to your episode on fruit flies, and Austin had a song that he didn't know the name to. It's called Dear Laughing Doubters. It's one of my favorite songs. It's from Dinner for Smucks. I hope I helped.
Hi, Flora. This is Howie. I wanted to call and let Austin know that I found his song. I went through a ton of music today and I found it. It's a song called Dear Laughing Doubters. And Austin, I hope you enjoy the rest of the song.
Hi, I think I might know the song that Austin is trying to identify. I believe the song is Dear Laughing Doubters. I listen to it all the time with my baby twins. But I also like it enough that I had it at my wedding at one point, I think in the dinner, I don't know what.
Why should I care? There's a song in my ear I've been hearing for years. Somehow it always appears.